The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real and we are always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And we're so happy you've all joined us again this week. This week we have a show on a sort of a really kind of almost miraculous kind of substance. Got amazing research on it. Just it's worked well with so many people that we work with. I bet you're wondering what it is. It is virgin coconut oil. And we have many different SKUs. We have soft gels, we have liquid, and there's so much to say about coconut oil, which you may not know. And we know that it's readily available all over in the marketplace, but ours is special in the sense we're going to tell you why quality matters and why and where we get ours from and why it's so important to make sure you're getting the best quality. But before we get into all of that, Melody needs to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
Our main hub for connecting is cohradio.com. That's cohradio.com. And then for those of you who may have been listening for a long time, well, we want to thank you. We want to thank all of you who are listening, but you may still have us saved under crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Either will get you there, but we do have that little shortcut for you now. Now, that will link you over to the emeraldlabs.com page, which is our company page. You know, we've been in business for over 20 years now, Rick. And we produce over 100 different products that are available in local health food stores nationwide, including Sprouts and Vitamin Shoppe, and lots of wonderful mom and pops. We always want to shout them out as well, like Good Nutrition over in the East and Mothers over here in the West. But there is only one place where you can actually get every single product that we make, and that's our web affiliate, supplements.one. That's supplements.one. And for our listeners, you know, we give out a specialized little coupon code every time we do a show. Mind you, for those of you who are new, this is not just a sales. This is not a show on sales. This is a show on really good, healthful information for you. We're going to go into our talking points here shortly and give you some really good information on various different things that might be helpful to you or somebody that you love. But we will focus the show on certain things that we offer products on as well that can be helpful to you. And you can get a very good discount as an exclusive Crossroads of Health listener on supplements.one.
And so this is something, Mel, talking, we've been in business for 20 years, something that I just want to talk about briefly. We started out as just this little cracker box facility in San Pedro in Southern California. Now we have a full manufacturing facility where we encapsulate and we do powders here. We have an in-house laboratory. We do all kinds of things for your benefit. Because I personally, somebody asked me actually today, they said, so how many pills do you take again? I said, about 130. I said, oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, but yes, it is a lot of pills.
I'm up to about 30, I think.
Well, okay. Only beat you by 100, so that's good.
Only by 100.
Yeah, it does get hard to choke down some days, but I do it because it makes me feel good, and I read all the research. And I take all those pills just because I want to stay healthy, and as a friend of mine said years ago, die young as late as possible. But the coconut oil, that's something that we sort of moved into that through a series of circumstances, but I had met this friend of mine who was doing Noni, actually liquid Noni. He knew this lady that was a dermatologist out of the Philippines. She was the head of dermatology at the hospital in Manila in the Philippines, and I actually flew to the East Coast. I had dinner at her house in Maine and Kennebunkport, Maine. I'd never been there before, and she made some dinner, had some coconut oil in it, and she was telling me all about the results that she's had in her clinic topically applying coconut oil, where she has people with chronic skin diseases and she would give them internal coconut oil as well as external coconut oil, and how that would significantly help with all these dermatological conditions. So there's so many things that we can talk about with coconut oil, but one thing is that our coconut oil, it all comes direct from the Philippines. We buy actually about 16 metric tons at a time. And it is not the cheapest coconut oil in the marketplace. Since we got into it, there are so many competitors out there. But I will tell you that coconut oil Some of it comes from Sri Lanka, some comes from India, it comes from all over. But so much of the research on the coconut oil comes out of the Philippines, and it's so we buy it from there because that's where we feel the best quality comes from. And we have done some taste tests on coconut oil where I considered switching at one point. Danny Melly said, please do a taste test where we do, because we were just getting, it was so hard in the marketplace to compete. I said, no problem. So we'd get these samples and they'd try them, and they would always come back to this coconut oil supplier. So we use this one because, quite frankly, we feel like it's the best, and we hope that you'll find that too. And we're going to give you a really nice discount code this week so you can have access to it at a much better price. So,
yeah, and I can't emphasize enough how much the taste is so much better than anything else out there that we've tried, because, you know, if you're taking it in a soft gel, maybe you're not going to taste it, but the 16-ounce oil, I love to cook with that. That is fantastic for cooking, and the flavor it provides is so incredible. It really tastes like fresh coconut. So there's other coconut oils out there that might taste like they're maybe a little burned, or there's just something different with that flavor profile. And anyways, we're consistently told by other people, it's not just our opinions.
Well, and that is interesting, because when I did research into how this coconut oil is produced, they have this machinery that takes all the, you know, you've got the fibrous husk and they get rid of that, and then you've got the brown hard coconut shell. And what they do is this machinery, it sort of strips off that brown hull, and what you're left is with the little coconut that's still got the coconut water inside. And then they take that, just the white coconut, and they crush it. And what you get is you get the coconut oil that's crushed out of the pulp that is crushed. But then you also get the coconut water. Well, you've got to get rid of all that water, because water is a wonderful haven for things like mold and all kinds of good stuff. And so they got to get rid of all that. So some companies, they will centrifuge off the water, but that's very expensive. And other companies will heat it to a very high heat to kind of burn off all the water, which is where I think that sort of burned taste comes from. And so you got to be really careful about that, to not get the companies that have that sort of burned flavor, because you're potentially degrading the coconut potentially. And so you really want to, even though coconut's very stable under heat, you know, when you have that burned flavor, it's like, I'm just thinking, you know, I'd prefer to have things as close to what they were in nature as possible. So that's why we get the coconut oil that we do. With that, we should probably get into our talking points, because we're just going to run right out of time. So this week, I guess I'll do mine first. Melody has a really interesting one, coconut oil, so I'm going to let her do hers last, because that'll sort of dovetail right in with our whole coconut show. But I have a talking point on dizziness this week, and I just chose this because my wife, Julie, she actually, years ago, she was in a car accident. This van actually flipped over, and this is many, many years ago, but she's always struggled with vertigo, and she'd never had that before.
The van and she was in flipped?
Yeah, girl, they were kind of going around a turn. This girl, she took her off the road, and then she went in the dirt, and then she whipped the steering wheel back, and the whole van just flipped over and over.
Oh,
I forget
my
how many
gosh.
Times that flipped over. And she
so
was
she in, was a passenger.
Yeah, she was in the front seat, passenger. After she got out that side of the van, it was actually landed on its roof. It ended up, that side of the seat got crushed. So they got her out.
Goodness.
I mean, it was really serious. And so she was okay, but she's always struggled with vertigo. So it's kind of an interesting subject. But yeah, in fact, I'll tell you the how long ago that was. She paged me. Yes, I had my pager. Yes,
so that was before I met you.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we're going to run out of time. So let me get into dizziness. So dizziness is the sensation that you're spinning, or that your surroundings are spinning around you. Sometimes the sensation is mild and passes quickly, but it can also be intense or prolonged, so that you may lose your balance and fall. Understandably, dizziness frequently produces nausea and vomiting. Dizziness is not a disease in itself. Like pain, it's a symptom of an underlying problem, and any course of treatment for dizziness must begin with an investigation into the possible causes. Because the body keeps its balance through a complicated interplay of several organs, including the ears, the eyes, the nerves, and the muscles, finding the source of dizziness is not always easy. Fortunately, dizziness often has its roots in a relatively minor cause. We've all experienced a spinning sensation when standing up too quickly after sitting or lying down for a long period of time. It may happen in airplanes, where there's less oxygen than most of us are used to. Occasional episodes of this kind are nothing to worry about. If you're experiencing it frequently, however, see a doctor. Dizziness may also be the result of a fever, motion sickness, hyperventilation, a buildup of wax in the ear canal, or a reaction to alcohol or drugs, factors that are either easily treated or temporary. Sometimes, however, the underlying cause takes more effort to address. High blood pressure, anxiety, arterial sclerosis, food allergies, anemia, low blood sugar, hypothyroidism, and diabetes can all lead to dizziness. So there's quite a few different issues. So this is where a doctor like Dr. Stenger might be helpful in figuring out what the root cause might be. But if nausea, vomiting, and a loss of hearing accompany the dizziness, you may have Meniere's disease. That's M-E-N-I-E-R-E-S, Meniere's disease, a disorder of the inner ear. In rare cases, dizziness is a warning sign of neurological disease or brain cancer. So it can be very serious. If you experience dizziness, first rule out the obvious causes: motion sickness, fever, and infection, and drug or alcohol use. In the case of motion sickness or fever, the dizziness will pass when travel or the illness ends. If your problem is related to alcohol or street drugs, stop using them.
Good advice right there.
Just even if you're not suffering from dizziness, you should just maybe stop using them.
Yes.
Right? You know, so if you find that you can't, then, well, you might want to see someone that can help you to stop. But for dizziness related to prescription medications, you can contact your doctor about alternatives. If you can't immediately determine the cause on your own, you can see a doctor like Dr. Stenger, and he may take you through a medical history or determine the most likely causes, and will probably run a battery of tests. As you and your doctor search for the proper diagnosis, you can use the complementary therapies that Dr. Stenger describes, which I'm going to give you a few of those things that can help with dizziness. One of those being ginger. My wife, Julie, when we go on cruises, she takes ginger. It really helps her. We've only been on two cruises ever. It's not like we go all the time. But anyway, ginkgo biloba extract, 120 milligrams, taken two or three times a day. And then a homeopathic combination for dizziness and nausea can be helpful. Ashwagandha, pycnogenol, and then B-complex and vinpocetine. Those are all things that can be helpful. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to do your own research and kind of find out what the causes are. But those are just some things to be thinking about in regards to dizziness. And with Julie, my wife, we have been able to deal with it with the ginger. That was really helpful. But I've run us out of time. Mel and I just, we talk so much. So we will be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald B Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Clinical Potency Coenzymated B Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald, the additive-free company, by visiting supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson. And before the break, I was talking about dizziness in my talking point. I just want to briefly mention, if you have an inner ear issue, fish oil can always be something that can be helpful. People always ask me, what would you take if you're going to take one product? I said I would take our Emerald Labs Multi, take your choice of which one. And then secondly, I would take a good quality RTG or re-esterified triglyceride fish oil like Nordic Naturals. I forget other ones. We're going to actually probably come out with one of our own here in the next maybe 12 months. But anyway, I take Nordics every day and it's great. So that can be real helpful. And especially with your kids, if you have ear infections, things like that, you should look at that before going down the antibiotic route. But I'm getting ahead of myself. If you are just tuning in with us, you can always check out archived radio shows at cohradio.com. That's kind of a hub. You get archived shows there. You can go back and listen to segment one there. You can connect to supplements.one, our internet partner affiliate that carries all of our Emerald Laboratories products every day at 10% off MSRP. Plus, they carry some really great other brands too. And you can also get to emeraldlabs.com there, where you can get more information on the Emerald Labs products. But, oh, and if you're on social media, if you're on Instagram, at COH Radio or at Emerald I'm Free, if you want to connect to Emerald, facebook.com/ either Emerald I'm Free or COH Radio. I know Melody has a really great talking point on coconut oil specifically and some cool information that you're going to want to listen to.
Yeah, and I was going to say, before the break, Rick was talking about, like, dizziness, and I wanted to mention, like, we all went on one of those cruises together, which was really fun. I actually had just found out that I was about 4 weeks pregnant with my oldest daughter.
Wow. That
was a long time ago. Who's 6 years old now. Who's six and a half, actually. Oh my. And it was funny, though, because when I got off the ship, I was telling Rick during the break that it took me about a week before I stopped feeling like I was on a ship. So I think I tend to be sensitive to motion, but I didn't get motion sickness or anything. In fact, I didn't even have like morning sickness, which was a huge blessing.
Yes.
So now the article that I wanted to share with you today, this is kind of a flashback to Dr. Mary Newport. And several years ago, there was, quite a bit being talked about around coconut oil and ketones, because they have naturally occurring ketones and the benefits for people like her husband at the time, who was suffering from Alzheimer's. He was slipping into early onset Alzheimer's and dementia. I wanted to sort of recap back on that because there's some more current information about the status of how everything eventually went in their family and with her husband and the research that's being done now.
And just for those that may not know, wasn't there a YouTube video that this was all
yes.
the buzz back when coconut oil was really all the rage. People knew her, correct?
Yes. There was an original article she wrote actually back in 2008 when her husband was really kind of at the beginning stages of really starting to suffer from Alzheimer. And she did kind of her own research project in a way where she started giving her husband coconut oil in high servings. And she there's a clock test. We're going to post the link to her page today from this article so you can see the clock test yourself and the results. You know, one day before he started coconut oil, he couldn't even draw a clock. That's one of the tests that they do when you're seeing a brain specialist, you know, or an Alzheimer's specialist. And he couldn't draw a clock. He wrote numbers all over a page. And then 14 days after he started taking high doses of coconut oil, he drew something that far, far closer resembled a clock. And then 37 days after, something that you could clearly say, okay, that looks like a clock. So he definitely improved. And so I thought I would share this because it might be helpful to some of you out there. I know that I lost a grandpa through my former marriage to Alzheimer's. And so I know personally that it can be really tough on the family when you see somebody that you love sort of slip away in that way. So this is kind of some hopeful information. So in the first days, this is sort of a recap of what was being talked about back in 2008. In the first days, what Dr. Newport was experiencing with her husband is that he was more alert, more talkative. He had finished sentences. He had a sense of humor and animation in his face were returning. He was less distracted. He was recognizing relatives. He had hand and facial tremors that were resolving. And he even said it was like a light switch came on in his head the day that he started coconut oil. after weeks to months, you know, there are the clock drawings that I referred to, and you'll be able to see that he could do things again, like cutting the lawn and helping with housework, finishing projects. He became a hospital volunteer. His stiff, slow gait resolved after 2 months. His visual disturbance resolved, and he could read after 3 months. He could recall what he read hours earlier after 9 months. So the coconut oil and MCT oil really changed their lives for the better. And in January of 2019, Dr. Mary Newport wrote a letter. I just thought this was worth sharing. It has been more than 10 years since Steve improved in May 2008 with coconut oil, the richest natural source of medium-chain triglycerides, which convert to ketones and are an alternative fuel for the brain. He improved very significantly and steadily in the first year and remained stable for at least 2 to 3 more years. He began having seizures in the summer of 2013, which started with a head injury from a fall, and he did not fully recover. Despite the serious setback, it was well worth the extra quality years that we had together as a family. He remained in our home and with the help of our wonderful caregivers. Although he lost his battle with Alzheimer's on January 2nd, 2016, at the age of 65, there is still hope for others who are at risk or in the earlier stages of this horrible disease, and their families might actually win their fight. Recent studies using ketone and glucose uptake PET scans show that ketones are taken up normally in the areas of the brain affected by Alzheimer's disease, even when glucose is not, and consuming medium-chain triglycerides, MCT, can fill the gap between how much energy the brain needs and how much it receives. This strategy could help prevent or delay the onset of this dreadful disease. A number of small studies have been completed and larger studies are in progress showing preliminary good results. The Alzheimer's Association is funding an MCT oil ketone PET study and plans to fund a similar study of the Veatch ketone ester. So she had nearly 500 people send her testimonials, and that actually really helped them to obtain funding for research. Ketone therapies are under study at University of South Florida, Department of Navy Research, under the direction of Dominic D'Agostino, PhD. They're studying cancer treatments as well, but ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, wound healing, oxygen toxicity, epilepsy, status epilepticus, and rare enzyme deficiencies. The studies are looking at the combinations of ketogenic diets with hyperbaric oxygen, ketone esters, glucose-lowering substances to further enhance the effect on, you know, cancer cells, which thrive in glucose. So there's studies being done on cancer. We're not suggesting this is a cancer cure in any way, shape, or form, but it is interesting that it is being researched for so many different things. But you can provide ketones to the brain and other organs as an alternative fuel through adopting more of a ketogenic diet, and by consuming coconut oil and other foods that contain medium-chain triglycerides to produce ketones. None of this should be taken as medical advice, but this is just very good information to consider. And it's important to note, too, that in the populations where they actually have a high amount of coconut oil in their daily intake, these are fairly healthy populations that we're seeing. And I know that Rick has some more information on that as well. Well, so I did want to share that with you, though.
Yeah, no, I just was going to say there are some really cool population studies that have been done regarding coconut oil and the health of those areas in the world, Sri Lanka and down in the Philippines, obviously. And the population studies on cholesterol and other things are just really, really encouraging. So, you know, a lot of people, they feel kind of helpless, Alzheimer's, dementia, I don't know what to do. And unfortunately, you know, as much as mainstream medicine can help with a lot of things, there are things that they should know that it's not really their, shouldn't be their lane, you know, and they want to be the be all end all for everybody. And it just isn't that way. You need to do your own homework, but there are a lot of answers in nature for people. Coconut oil being one of those things. And it's so neat that Dr. Mary, she did such neat work on this and had those results with her husband. So there are some answers for you. And think just in the food supply, who would think of that? You know, you go to the doctor, oh, you're going to need all these super expensive meds that are going to cost you thousands of dollars. And here's coconut oil you can buy for, you know, 10, 15 bucks, you know, so.
And anyway. I love that it poured out of her love for her husband and her desire to help him to have greater quality of life as this disease was trying to take it away from him and their family. I think that it's a beautiful story, and it's nice to see that there's progress being made and research being done and that there's funding there.
And, you know, and coconut oil, it has very high percentages of lauric acid, which It has been stated throughout the years that they convert to monolaurin. Monolaurin in the body, it's a naturally occurring substance. It has very powerful antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial effects. Now, are we saying coconut oil deals with antiviral, antibacterial effects? No. I'm saying that it has been touted that lauric acid converts to monolaurin. Now, you might ask, how would I know that? Well, my friend Dr. Raul, who is the head of dermatology at the Hospital of Manila in the Philippines, she actually gave me some blood work, and she said, you can't share this, but I did blood tests on, you know, on hour two, hour four, hour six, hour eight, after we took coconut oil, measuring monolaurin in the body of her patients specifically, and you see monolaurin go right up and come right back down after about 8 to 10 to 12 hours. And so she knows that lauric acid converts effectively to monolaurin in the bloodstream. So there's so many things that coconut oil can be helpful for. It's just really, really encouraging, and hopefully you get the encouragement too. We're out of time for segment two, so we'll be right back, and we'll get into more specifics on coconut oil, things that can help you when we come back.
We are hearing more and more about the benefits of coconut and its wide variety of supporting health benefits due to its fiber and nutritional content. But it's the oil that makes it a remarkable source of valuable nutrients. Quality matters when it comes to coconut oil. Emerald Labs Coconut Oil is a certified organic, extra virgin coconut oil, providing a healthy form of saturated fat that has been shown in research to support healthy cholesterol levels. It also has high levels of medium-chain triglycerides, which can be broken down quickly to be readily available as energy due to its naturally occurring high ketone content. And new research is being done on the benefits of coconut oil for brain health. Emerald Labs coconut oil is cold-pressed, unrefined, unadulterated, and is 100% additive-free without any added sugar. Learn more about Emerald, the additive-free company, by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here today with your host, Rick Simpson, and we sure have a nutty show for you today.
Nutty.
It's all on coconuts.
That's so funny.
So you can find coconut oil. It's the market is so saturated with coconut oil. I'm sure any of you see it on store shelves everywhere. But we have a very, very unique form of coconut oil for you. It is a virgin coconut oil, but we get it from this phenomenal supplier in the Philippines. They are very well respected. They're one of the oldest suppliers in the industry. And, you know, if you've missed any part of the show, you might want to catch it on the archive at cohradio.com. That's also crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Either one of those will get you there. And that links over to emeraldlabs.com, which is our website, and it actually has all of the products we make. We make over 100 different products. So you can read a little bit more. That is just a purely informational site. There is a where to buy on there where you can find a store in your local area. But unfortunately, that's not going to tell you which of the 100 products of ours, 100 plus products of ours they carry. So if you want a one-stop shop, supplements.one is our web affiliate, and they carry every single formula that we make. The great thing is you can buy anything there for 10% off every single day. They've got really reasonable shipping and all that good stuff too. But if you're one of our listeners, which clearly you are, if you're listening to this, we will give you an exclusive savings code. This week, the code is going to be HIKE. We'll tell you what that will do for you. But that coupon code, when you put that at checkout for the coconut oil SKUs, you will save a significant amount this week on our coconut oil, which we believe to be the best tasting out there. We've been told that it is by so many others, but it also has all of the good stuff you need in there. Before the break, Rick was talking about how the lauric acid in there has been shown to convert into monolaurin. And it's interesting because you can't find lauric acid readily in many places in nature. And one of the places that you do find lauric acid is in mother's breast milk. And that's because the mother's breast milk is one of the first sources of immune protection for a baby. So it's nice to know that you can actually get some of that immunoprotective benefit from taking coconut oil that has all the good stuff still in it.
Coconut oil, in my opinion, I actually take coconut oil every day just because it has such a myriad of benefits, and it's something that you might want to consider just taking just a small amount every day. It's a great thing. So I want to give you some history on coconut oil and how it came to be as part of our American way of life and some of the lobbying that's been going on for the last 100 years. So about 100 years ago, the book says, around the turn of the 20th century, the American diet was high in fat. Commercial shortenings advertised to housewives contained butter, lard, or tallow from animal fats. After winning the Spanish-American War in 1898, the United States acquired a territory. Guess what that was? The Philippines, as part of the Treaty of Paris. By the first quarter of the 20th century, coconut oil accounted for as much as 90% of the commercially sold margarine. Yet during the same period, cardiovascular disease was virtually non-existent. So you're kind of like high fat, but cardiovascular disease virtually non-existent. That's interesting. So Dr. Paul Dudley White, the famous cardiologist, loved to tell this story, repeated by many. In 1912, when he returned from subsequently training in cardiology in Europe, he was told that there was no need for his newly acquired ECG heart monitoring machine. At that time, there was hardly any heart disease in the United States at all. It was not until several years later that he saw his first case of a heart attack. Also around the turn of the century, the domestic edible oil industry was rapidly developing. These oils are liquid, and because they are PUFA, or polyunsaturated fatty acids, they easily become rancid. In 1910, partial hydrogenation, or the trans fat industry, ushered in a new era for vegetable oils because, as we have seen, this process makes the oils acceptably lard-like and more stable. So, in other words, solid at room temperatures. However, as we have also seen, this came at a price, a rather high price. The process introduced a high amount of trans fats, the dire effects of which were only realized by Dr. Mary Enig and other researchers 60 years later. By the 1930s, animal oil producers began to use their political clout to push coconut oil out of the market. First, there was a political campaign supported by the vote-heavy U.S. dairy industry, which resulted in a 1934 excise tax of, guess what, 3 cents per pound on, guess what, coconut oil. Coconut oil rapidly dwindled in American diets, and just as quickly, the PUFA oils replaced it. Then, as I mentioned briefly,
I don't really want to eat something, sorry to interject,
I know,
here,
I know.
It's called PUFA oils.
PUFA, yeah, there you go. It's just so interesting, the politics behind this stuff. Then, as I mentioned briefly in the introduction of the book, from the 1960s through the 1980s, the vegetable oil industry undertook a major campaign to further exclude coconut oil from the American diet and was consequently successful in bringing vegetable and seed oil to dominance. Coconut oil food consumption continued to disappear down to about 3% of American diets. From the turn of the 20th century to the time the coconut was phased out of the American diets, heart attacks were rare. Here are the figures after that, or from there forward. Get this, put your listening ears on. In 1900, the United States reported only 345 deaths per 100,000 people, 345 per 100,000 per year from coronaries. By 1960, with coconut oil down to and remaining at about 3% of American diets, the number of deaths per 100,000 went up to 522. With numerous modern surgical, medical, pharmaceutical interventions, and with coconut oil still remaining at about 3% of American diets, in 2001, 863,680 deaths, 42% of all deaths, compared to 8% in 1900 and 18.9% in 1930 were from cardiovascular disease. So the lesson of history is clear. Coconut oil, long gone from our diets, is not the culprit. So just think about that. So 1900, 8% from cardiovascular, 1930, 18.9%, and then 2001, 42%, 863,680 deaths. And you know, the number one and number two causes of death in this country are, guess what? Cancer and heart disease. And if you want to throw in number three, that's diabetes. So there's a lot of politics behind this whole thing. And I remember when I worked at health food in the 80s, you couldn't even find coconut oil. They'd sell this one little jar of coconut oil. You'd be like, oh, what's that? I've never seen that before. I didn't even know what it was. And I, oh, look, it's solid at room temperature. It's so interesting. So coconut oil, and this is where people say saturated fats are all bad. Fats that are solid at room temperature naturally, which is like animal fat, butter, things like that. But the coconut oil is one of those things that's a saturated fat that's not bad for you. But that's what they did. They said unsaturated, good, saturated, bad. And then they take their unsaturated, they hydrogenate them, they make them solid at room temperature because mm-hmm. then it has a longer shelf life. So that means more money in their pocket because they can make more, let it sit on the shelf longer. So anyway, just a good historical lesson.
And it really shows you the spin that goes on just for the marketing of certain things. There's an interesting thing here I wanted to talk about. It says a 2010 meta-analysis found no significant evidence to support the conclusion that dietary saturated fat is associated with an increased risk of coronary heart disease. In reality, you actually need some level of LDL cholesterol to help synthesize vitamin D from sunlight and carry around fat-soluble nutrients such as vitamins A, D, K, and E, as well as CoQ10. The big problem with LDL isn't the level itself and whether it's too high. It's when it oxidizes, which causes it to form dangerous plaques in your arteries. And coconut oil may actually help prevent that damaging process. In addition, about half of the fat in coconut oil, again, is in the form of lauric acid, which can raise your levels of HDL or good cholesterol. And I always remember HDL's helper cholesterol, the HDL. As well, it packs powerful antimicrobial activity that may help to fight off infections. And it may also help to control your appetite, speed your metabolism, and even help your body to lose fat around your waist and in your belly where extra fat is especially dangerous. So the main thing to watch for is that most coconut oil sold in the United States is highly refined, and some is even made from rancid coconut leftovers. So if you want to use coconut oil, you do need to stick to the virgin organic oil. And about a tablespoon a day is what people on average use.
So yeah, kind of as a daily, if you want to take a tablespoon or even a half a tablespoon a day, whatever, a tablespoon's better. But when Dr. Raul, the lady that, you know, that I've been talking about through the show, she, when she had patients with skin disorders, she would give them 2, 3, even 4 tablespoons a day. So for a therapeutic issue, but you have to remember the lauric acid converting to the monolaurin and that having the antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial effects, it can help with so many different things. So you can definitely push it up if you're really in a therapeutic situation or like the doctor with her husband.
Yes, you know, Dr. Newport. She did 2 to 3 tablespoons a day with him.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a couple of different designations that are used with oil. With coconut oil, you know, for many, many years, you know, companies have used the term extra virgin, including us. We actually did use that because that was the term that was widely accepted for high quality oil. But the technical designation is that extra virgin really only applies to olive oil. So you will start seeing, even though we have still used the same supplier that we've used all these years who produces this superior oil, you will start seeing on our bottles that we're now just starting to say virgin, just out of our interest of being accurate and making sure that our labels are fully in line with truthful labeling for all of you, truthful and transparent.
And that is something where sometimes all the consumers understand, oh no, I want the extra, but that's not really what the facts are. And as we learn things, you know, through the years, we've changed things because you said, well, that's really not accurate. Melody she's like A plus on that kind of stuff. She's so meticulous. She really drills down. And so you can always trust that Melody's looking at those things. And so sometimes you make little adjustments over time. So that's why the adjustment. And with that, we're out of time. We're almost at the end of the show here. So we're going to be giving out our discount amount for this show. And we're going to be going over our specific coconut oil SKUs a little bit. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back for segment 4 of Crossroads of Health.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. Your host and I, Rick, we're going nuts in the studio today. Nuts for coconuts. Yes, I know. If you heard me bring us back from the break during the last segment, you already heard that joke. But if you missed it, you can always catch it on the archives if you go to cohradio.com. That some of you may still have it saved as crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can link to our company page, emeraldlabs.com, where you can look for a store near you, or you can just go straight to supplements.one, our web affiliate that carries everything that we make. They are the exclusive source for everything that we make online. We do have other websites, of course, that we partner with, but they are the only ones that carry it all. So this week, because we're doing a show on coconut oil, we're going to be bringing you a really good discount this week with the code HIKE, but you're going to have to wait just a few more minutes for that code HIKE. But we want to share some of the family recipes and other ways that we enjoy coconut oil that you might also enjoy using coconut oil.
Yeah, we just thought it'd be kind of interesting. There've been a lot of good sort of background information about coconut and the science behind it. But some of the recipes, that's some of the practicality. A lot of people have said through the years, like, well, how do I use it? And I do want to mention, Melody talked about earlier, the coconut oil, if your coconut oil has no smell, there's coconut oil called RBD. It's refined, bleached, and deodorized. Coconut, when the jar, it should look white. And it should almost have this sort of marbly kind of appearance when it's hard. And it should smell just like fresh coconuts. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't have those two components, you should look elsewhere. But my wife, Julie, she, you know, when we got married, she was a reasonable cook, and she wouldn't mind me saying that, but she has become an excellent cook through the years. She used to watch Rachel Ray 30 Minute Meals back before Food Network was so popular, and she just learned so much stuff. But she actually developed this recipe for granola in our house, and she hasn't made it in quite a while. Actually, I have to ask her if she'll make it again. But she made this granola, and it utilized coconut oil. And do we still have that somewhere, Mel? Can we put that on social media?
We absolutely do, and we're going to be reprinting soon. We're doing a facelift on our brochure to match our new branding.
So we can put the granola recipe on social media, right?
Absolutely.
So we'll put that up there for you. It's really tasty. I've gone through these different phases in our marriage, but I used to, for breakfast, some granola, some yogurt, some fruit, and it was her granola. It was just delicious. And so that was one way to get a good dose of coconut oil. And then I think, Melody, you've done some interesting things. You used the term test kitchen over the break.
So when we were first developing our updated coconut brochure, this is years and years ago, my husband and I both like to cook. So we decided to do a test kitchen, and I wanted to create recipes that people wouldn't necessarily automatically associate with coconut flavor. And so one of the ones that we made in our little home test kitchen, and then I brought into the office, that everybody loved, was this coconut milk fried chicken strips. So cocoa milk fried chicken strips. And it used chicken tenderloins and coconut milk and rice flour and seasonings, but it fried it in our organic coconut oil. With this, it was interesting though, because we soaked the chicken in the coconut milk overnight.
I'm getting
and then
hungry.
Fried it. It's so good. So there's a few little recipes like that. There's coconut apple crisp. And that was a personal thing for me, because apple crisp has always been one of my favorite recipes. But there was like a slaw and a broccoli bake, things that you wouldn't typically associate with it. But one of my favorite ways to actually use the coconut oil is in a smoothie. And I'll take, a little bit of a protein powder. I'll take some chia seeds, a big scoop of chia seeds, a big scoop of the coconut oil, and then whatever fruits I want. And, whatever type of milk you want to put in there, like, coconut milk. I love coconut milk. But if you use dairy, I always recommend, organic only, and then a little bit of ice, or sometimes you can just forget the ice and just use frozen fruit in there.
Oh, we've done that.
But it's so delicious, because the coconut oil, it is solid when it's cold. So it chops it up. And then while you're drinking, you get these like little meltaways of coconut.
I don't know if it's because you told me that, except right. But you get these little piece of coconut. You go, they just can't, because
it's
in your mouth.
Good. So. Yeah, it's almost like you get a shred of coconut, but it melts on your tongue. It's just delicious.
I think a lot of people think about dementia, Alzheimer's, and it's something that's the reason actually I take it, because my grandmother had dementia and I don't want that. So it's something that you could definitely incorporate into your diet, and it would just be a great thing to do. So,
well, you can sub it for butter anywhere. You could spread it on toast. You can spread it on your pancakes. You can put it in your quinoa and your warm cereal, and it'll melt. You can pop popcorn in it. Anyways, there's a million ways to incorporate it naturally into your diet, but it also will not overwhelm everything that you cook with it, which is why we sort of wanted to use some diverse recipes, but we'll post that up to share with you. And
let me just, before we get to our getting to know you real quick. So we have coconut liquid, 1 pound jar. And I know there are a lot of companies that have bigger sizes, 2 pound, 2.5 pound. Make sure the quality is right. And you want to make sure where it came from. All those issues are really important. But then we also have coconut soft gels. It does take a lot of soft gels to make 1 tablespoon of coconut oil, about 14. But some people, they just want the soft gels. And I will tell you, years ago, a relative of mine, she had heartburn for years, just chronic heartburn. And she would just take 2 coconut oil soft gels, and that completely resolved her heartburn issue. It's just really interesting. And even though it takes 14 to make a tablespoon, just those 2 soft gels helped her enough. So the soft gels are just convenient for some people. But if you want the economical way to have coconut oil, it definitely is with the liquid. So we offer it both ways, just so you can choose.
And for higher servings. And if you're traveling, so also for people who travel, I recommend, if you want to keep your coconut oil going while you're gone, do the soft gels. It's much better than traveling with the oil if you're traveling through areas that have different temperatures. But the oil itself is just, it's great for the higher servings, especially to people who are taking it for the ketones, for brain health, things like that.
We need to get to our getting to know you. I'm just going to jump right in because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was a Boy Scout when I was young, so I always liked to hike. We did these week-long hikes. But more recently, my wife, Julie, and I, we did this hike in Mammoth. And I like to go to Mammoth. I grew up there in the summers. It's wonderful. So we did this nice long hike with my dog, Jetpack, our dog, and my daughter, my poor dog. She's kind of short. We'll send you a picture of Jetpack. She's so cute. But she was, they have these big step ups. It's a, I forget how much elevation, maybe 1500 feet elevation up above a lake called Lake Mary in Mammoth. And Jetpack would stand there looking back at me like, are you going to pick me up? Because I'm not jumping up this big rock, this big step up you got here. So, and I was at it. I had a big 35-pound backpack on. And so anyway, it was lots of fun. But we'll put some pictures on social media about our hike. There's real pretty views up there. And so that's our hike.
John and I, especially when we were first dating, we used to like going hiking up in this little area called Eaton Canyon. It's up in the foothills near Azusa, where we used to live at the time. And he's still got some family up there. And it's got beautiful waterfalls. And so, you know, we haven't been since we've had Allie. So, I mean, it's been quite a while since we went hiking up there. But we actually used to take Ella when she was really little, and John would just put her in a backpack up on his shoulders. And we had a really good time. So I've got some pictures of our hikes, our various hikes up in Eaton Canyon. So we'll post those for you. So, you know, maybe some of you out there like to hike. So we sure like to hike. And with the code HIKE, H-I-K-E, you can save an additional 40% this entire week until our next show airs. So now through the remainder of the week, you can save an additional 40% off when you buy any of the coconut SKUs from Emerald Labs at supplements.one. That's our web affiliate, supplements.one. Skip the .com and just do the .one.
There you go. And thank you so much for joining us for another week of Crossroads of Health. We hope you'll come back next week for another great episode of Crossroads of Health.